Roger Grossman, along with Andy Manis, Austin Elder doing the stats. 12 minutes up on the clock. Warren Central 28, Warsaw nothing. The last time the Tigers were shut out in a football game, you got to go back to the 2001 sectional semifinals. Warsaw lost at Carroll that Friday night, 36-0. That was in 2001. Sullivan on second down, keeps it, turns up field. It's across the 30-yard line to the 31. And it'll be third down and two coming up for the Tigers. Another touchdown, an extra point, and Warsaw would go to the mercy rule, and that's the first time that that would have happened, if that comes to be. Third down and two. Sullivan from the middle of the field at his 31 stands up and flags fly. Somebody from Warren Central was offsides. Warsaw had 25 yards. Remember, they started the game first and 10 from their own 2-yard line. And thanks to one good running play and four penalties, three offsides and a personal foul, they found themselves outside the 30-yard line. So that's a first down. And for the Tigers, that's six first downs for the game. Is that right, Austin? Okay. Uh-oh. Referees are talking. Oh. Are they gonna stop the game here?
They've let lightning.
I think they are. Watch this. Say the referee, excuse me, is going over to talk to the head trainer at Warren Central.
Which is why they just walked the trainer and asked that question.
Because she's keeping on her phone, she's got keeping track of where the lightning is and how close it is, and apparently it's not close enough. We play on. First and 10 Tigers. From the 35, up the middle, Hoffer bounces into a couple of Warren Central defenders and goes down at the 37 after a gain of two. Warsaw's had a couple of good runs on the pitch plays. Those happened early. The adjustment came by the Warren Central defensive coaches, who went from a four-man front to a five and brought their two linebackers into the line of scrimmage and just continue to blow up the Tiger offense whichever way they tried to go. Second down and eight. Sullivan goes right and runs into another defender. And goes down at the 38 after a gain of one. It's third down and seven coming up.
There's going to be some sore bodies tomorrow.
Yep. Well, the one thing you did not want to happen is you didn't want to come down here and have a bunch of guys get hurt. Ben Boreen is playing in the game, so that's good. Ben's the starting center for this team, and you don't want to lose him on a night like tonight. And that he's back out there is good news. The other guy that went down and didn't get back up was Grady Nelson. That was a cramp. He's fine. He's been back out there. Third down and long coming up for the Tigers. Back to throw. Sullivan throws it. Got a man open, and it's caught. What a catch. Chisholm makes the catch, and he goes down at the 48-yard line. And Sullivan got the wind knocked out of him because he hung in there to throw that ball. And Carson Chisholm's first varsity catch as a Tiger football player was spectacular. Gain of 10 yards, first down.
Credit to Carson for holding on to that ball, that tackle. That was a next-level tackle, but all credit to Carson for hanging on.
It hurt me.
Yeah. I'm watching the replay over on the TV there. That was a tackle.
That was hitting. That almost wasn't a tackle. That was hitting. And it was a good one, but not enough. Chisholm had to reach back to his left. The pass was behind him. And was there a penalty in there, too?
Yeah, roughing the passer.
Roughing the passer.
Yep.
So add on 15 more, and that penalty of 15 yards goes against Warren Central, and they'll run it up the middle on first and 10 from the 37 of the Warriors. And that is Hoffert, who is stopped for a gain of 1 yard. to the 36. 9:33 left to play in the game. For seven quarters, Warren Central has shut out its opponents. I'm looking out there. They've got some different guys in the game on defense. Shanklin is no longer out there. Sullivan, under center. Takes a snap, drops it, falls on it back at the 39. Again, there's no way for us, even with binoculars, to know what happened there, except that it's a loss back to the 39-yard line. It's a loss of five, and it sets up third down and 12. And that's kind of how it's gone for the Tigers tonight. But that's, again, yes, Warsaw has made mistakes. They have not played a perfect game by any stretch of the imagination. But Warren Central is that good.
Yep.
It's third down and 12. They need to get to the 27 to get a first down. Sullivan under center. Sends a man in motion. They run the counter play, and Tucker Reed is thrown for a loss back to the 41. By the way, Shanklin came back into the game. They got a little too close to the goal line for comfort, and Reed is thrown for a loss of two more yards back to the 41, and it's third down or fourth down and 15.
And Shanklin and Burse are both back in.
Yes, they are. You're right. Warsaw's completed pass earlier was just the second that they'd completed this season. It looks to me like Warsaw's going to let this clock run down and take a timeout. Because they still haven't signaled in a play, and they call timeout. 7:43 left. Warren Central 48, or Warren Central 28. Warsaw nothing back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw in punt formation. Warren Central's not buying it. They believe that they're going to fake it. Smythe kicks it into a little bit of a breeze. It's going to land at the 13, bounce straight sideways, and be down to about the 13 by Daylor Villema. 7:34 to go, Andy. It's 28 to nothing in favor of Warren Central.
And they have a long field coming up, but and I've said it over and over tonight, is the defense. Can we slow them down? Can we? And to be honest, this game has not really, really been about Warren Central's offense. They've made some plays, that's for sure. They've gained some yards, not a ton of yards. Obviously, the unit of tonight's game is Warren Central's defense for sure. But our defense has not played horribly against a really good Warren Central squad.
Nope. Best team they're going to play against for a long time. Rivers still throwing the football. Out to the far sideline, 10, 15, 20. Out near the 25-yard line. It's at the 25-yard line. And that is Chaz Corley making the catch for a gain of 12 yards and a first down for Warren. 7:24 to go. Warsaw still with their starters in the game. You say, why? Well, because the freshman and the JV both play tomorrow, so you want them to be as fresh as possible. The freshman game begins at 11, and the JV will start about 20 minutes, half an hour after that. Back to throw Rivers, looking near side, throws it incomplete. Intended for Clark out here on the near sideline. Second down and 10.
That just came out of his hand wrong.
It didn't
very
look
wobbly.
It didn't
very
look
wobbly.
Good from the start,
yeah. Nope.
Did it?
Nope. It's a Peyton Manning special.
Somebody should yell, pull!
Right.
Hunting season. Second down and 10. Warren Central at their own 26 or 25. And they'll hand off. Running left is Clark. And Clark leaps over a man. He leaps over a man. And then one, two flags come down at the 30-yard line. Clark was eventually down at the 32. But let's see what these flags are for. Personal foul against Warren Central. So a penalty against Warren will back them up. It's a personal foul. 6:51 to go. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, drive the game, final stats. Give you the scores that we have. Steve's back there. Poor guy. That's why we could never do a game without Steve. I mean, we just really couldn't. We say that, but tonight's why it's true. Because what would we have ever done? How would we have ever gotten back on the air without Steve's help? No, Steve, you don't get a raise. Third down, or check that, second down. Second down and 21 coming up here for Warren. Rivers back to throw again. Out to the near side is caught by Hester. Hester is swarmed on and goes down at the 18-yard line. That's a 4-yard gain. Third down and very long coming up for Warren Central. Next week, Goshen will be at Fisher Field. Airtime 6 o'clock on News Now. Warsaw kickoff is at 7. And one of the three remaining home games for Warsaw this season. Goshen, Plymouth, Mishawaka. That's it. Rivers standing inside his 15, waiting the snap. Takes it. Rolling left, looking, pump fakes, looking, throws it down the field, and it's tipped and caught. It's caught at the 38, and going down at the 40-yard line was Hester. What a catch. Hester made an incredible catch. Is there a flag down?
Yep, right at the 20-yard line there.
What a play. It's a foul against Warren Central. Well, that's a big one. More importantly, it robs a kid of an incredible play because whether it's our team or the other team, Eric Hester just made maybe the play of the night. He went up against two defenders and caught that ball way up over top of them. They move the ball back to the 25. It's third down and 10. 5:48 to go.
So they're going to call that first
after,
down.
It was yep. After the play was over? That's the only way that can be true.
Yep.
It's first down. So the penalty came after the play was over. So the catch does count.
Yep.
But then the penalty goes with that. And we're ready to go again with 5:48 to play. And there's a handoff to the running back who gets across the 30 to the 33. Trying to figure out who that was. It's Williams on the carry. Kyron, the senior, having a really good game. Gets 8 yards there, second down and 2. Hopefully Mike Kirshner will be gracious here and run this clock out. Let the Tigers get out of town. Rivers, still 5 yards deep. Williams to his right. Oh, another snap at his ankles. He'll take off and run, and he gets across the 35 and out to the 38-yard line, and that's a first down and a gain of 6.
Yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of rushes between the tackles here. We have a Tiger down.
Yeah, and you don't want to know who it is. It's your first baseman.
I was hoping you were talking about the audience and not me.
Hunter Dippin is up.
He's fine.
Walking off. His helmet came off in the process. Oh. Now he squats down again. The training staff from Warsaw and head coach Bart Curtis will jog out on the field. Hunter got his bell rung. And that's a mighty big bell to ring. Let me just say that. And I mean that sincerely. That is one large human being. And he's one of the funniest high school kids you'll ever meet.
And as nice of a kid as you'll ever meet as well.
Yes. And he stopped twice.
Yeah.
Now on his way to the near sidelines. Two of the three athletic trainers from Warsaw out on the field to get Hunter off the field, and he's now off. 28-0 Warren Central. 4:57 left to go. First down and 10 for the Warriors from their own 38. Snap back, hand off, up the middle. First down and more across the 45 all the way to the 49-yard line. New game, a new guy in the game for Warren Central. That is Brandon Bobo, B-O-B-O. First name's got a Y in there. We can figure that out later. First down and 10, Warren Central, 4:30 left. Warriors about to go 2-0. Tigers about to fall to 1-1. And they are working on dipping over here, looking at his neck.
They kept pointing to the back of it.
And timeout. Timeout, Warren. 4:13 left to go. 28-0 in favor of the Warriors over Warsaw. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger, Andy, Austin, all with you here on the east side of Indianapolis. We're literally in every direction there is lighting, except for where we are. At one point, the referee went over and checked the radar, and they said, that's what it looks like. And he said, all right, we're going to keep going. First down, Warren, from their 49, leading 28-0. Hand off up the middle. Bobo again. He goes flying through the hole. 45 to the Tiger 40 and down to the 49-yard line. That's a 12-yard gain for Bobo and another first down for Warren.
Now they're starting to get some chunk plays here. Last three, four runs have just been gains of 9, 10, 12 yards.
Well, the Tigers are exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
Defense has been on the field an awful lot here tonight as we pass 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. I wish we could calculate the time of possession here in real time, but we won't be able to do that. But I'm guessing it's at least 30, well, it's got to be close to 30 minutes for Warren Central to be in possession of the ball. Rivers, hands off, Bobo again through the middle of the field, inside the 35, down inside the 30, stays on his feet, down to the 29-yard line. Another 11 yards and another first down for Bobo and Warren Central.
If I can audibly illustrate what's going on right now to people listening at home, it's what we typically do to teams in the third and fourth quarter, wear them down physically and just run the ball down their throats. Yeah. That's what's happening right now.
It's true. Game, frankly, can't end soon enough. A little before 10, stay tuned for post-game coverage tonight from Warrior Stadium. Hand off in the backfield. This one's going nowhere. Haubegger on the stop. He missed last week with an injury. Back ready to go tonight. He's back in there to make the tackle. Antoine Shockley, number 23 in the game for Warren Central. And he stopped for a loss of 4.
They must have heard me say that they're being worn down. They're like, I'll show you.
Yeah. Well, Haubegger, from his linebacker spot, came through there and made a play. Second down at 14 with 2.5 minutes to go. And they've got a new quarterback in there. I'll get you his name in a second. Again, they hand off to Bobo up the middle. And he'll get a couple of yards. Third down and 12 coming up. Oh, I think that's Isaiah Rollins, who's a wide receiver for Warren Central. Nope, check that. Not, it's 16, not 15. That's Caden Barney. Caden Barney in at quarterback for Warren. Third down and 13. Hand off to Bobo up the middle. Gets hit. Still going. Still going. Inside the 15 to the 10. And he's going to go all the way. Touchdown. A 32-yard touchdown run with 1:42 to go. And that will make it 34-0 if the extra point's good. And that'll give us a running clock the rest of the way. We have a Tiger down near the goal line. Somebody dove for the ball carrier and couldn't get him. I think that's Vilma down there. Probably just got the wind knocked out of him, or has a cramp.
Yep. Another big hole opening up. Warsaw defense. It's just being pushed and pushed and pushed and knocked and knocked and knocked, and eventually bad things are going to happen.
You're going to have nights like that. We just haven't had many of those in the Bart Curtis era. We just haven't.
No.
But we haven't played Warren Central either.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. And that's the thing. You know, we've played some good competition. We've played the Carrolls with the Homesteads and the Pens, and we've had some success against them. But I think once you get to the Indianapolis Metro schools is when it's kind of a big step there.
It's a different game.
Yep.
It just is. And that's why Warsaw being in 5A is such a big deal, because they won't run into these guys maybe ever again.
For sure.
Ellery now for the point after. Low snap spot is down. The kick is blocked. Or should I say, the kick was directly into the guy that was right in front of him, because that ball never made it above waist high on the offensive line. So the kick is no good, and it remains 34-0.
Yeah, they didn't get very high off the ground.
And it looks like, unless something happens here pretty spectacularly, Warsaw's going to get shut out. And that just doesn't happen.
No.
And under Bart Curtis, it just doesn't it happens even less. Again, it was the playoffs of 2001 when Carroll beat the Tigers 36-0. The last time the Tigers came away with no points.
You just run into the proverbial buzzsaw.
Oh, well, this defense is tremendous.
I've not seen a high school defense like this.
They're oppressive. And when they, after about the, third or fourth possession, when they went to a five-man front and just said, sell out, just go forward, Warsaw could not stop it.
Yep.
Ellery's going to kick off. Short post game tonight, so we can get out of here before it storms, so you all can go to bed. And Ellery is ready and boots it away. It's high, not overly deep. Oh, and it hits Strawn right in the helmet. And it's picked up by Warren Central, and they can't return it. Although the guy who grabbed the ball returned it and ran it in. But
the light operator thinks it's a touchdown.
Yes. He's wrong, so we could turn the lights back on so we can see what we're doing again. Ugh. That's how things have gone tonight.
So just a mishandling of the kickoff, and the ball bounces right into the Warren Central defender's arms, and he ran it into the end zone, but
no can do.
No can do. But they will have the ball at the 25-yard line, but I doubt they'll run a play.
I don't know. They were throwing the ball up 28-0.
It's true.
So don't assume anything. Again, the rule there is if they don't field it and fumble it, you can't return it. In that case, it hit the Tiger in the mask, bounced right up into the guy's arms. You couldn't have flipped the ball to him in stride any better.
He was full sprint.
And it was.
Full sprint.
Yep.
Right into his arms.
Yep. He never varied.
Nope.
He just kept right on running. And it looks like Warren Central is in the victory formation with a minute 33 left. They don't look like they've practiced this. kind of trying to work into it. And the snap. And the knee taken. 1:27, clock moving, fourth quarter. Goes as a loss of two back to the 26. The Warren Central players starting to line up for the handshake line, and Warsaw's players are over here doing the same. It's hot in here, by the way.
It's hotter in here than it is outside.
The windows don't open in the press box. The door is open. Andy, we have a fan, so that's helpful, but not that much help. There's another knee. They'll have to do that one more time.
Takeaways from tonight. Let's hope we can get some information and see what we can do better. And like you said a couple times, we won't play anybody like this.
No. And there's the other knee. That's the ball game. The final score, Warren Central 34, Warsaw nothing. The handshake line begins. So does our postgame show after this timeout on News Now Warsaw. 34-0, Warren Central shuts out the Warsaw Tigers. First time the Tigers have been shut out in three seasons. The last time they were shut out was in 2021. That was in the playoffs at Carroll in the semifinals after they had a first-round bye. So Warsaw shut out, not a huge surprise, really. I'm sure the coaches from Warsaw are disappointed. I'm sure the players from Warsaw are disappointed. But in reality, that's one of the best defenses in Indiana, and they've got two guys that are going to be playing big boy football next Saturday, and one of them is probably going to be playing on Sundays at some position somewhere. So it's not a situation Warsaw likes to be in. Haven't been in a lot under Burt Curtis. They chose to come down here, take on a big fish. Sometimes the big fish breaks your line, and that's what happened here tonight. Second half scoring for Warren Central at 5:54 of the third. A 13-yard pass from Jordan Rivers to Kyron Williams, and that with the extra point by Jermaine Ellery made it 21-0 in favor of Warren Central. With 25 seconds to go in the third quarter, a 13-yard run by Garnett. The kick by Ellery was good. That made it 28-0. And then with 1:39 left to go in the game, a 32-yard run by Brandon Bobo. The kick was blocked, and it was 34-0, and that's where we ended up. 34-0, the victory to Warren Central, who is 2-0 on their season. It's time now to have the first of our post-game features. It is the play, drive of the game, and the drive of the game is brought to you by Stonehenge, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pierstead Road in Warsaw. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity up to 60. Reserve your holiday, wedding, or important meeting now. Kind of hard to pick this one out, but I'll go with this one. Drive of the game belongs to Warren Central, and it's a short drive, but for me it was the clinching drive. Warren Central got the ball back on a punt with 1:35 left to go in the second quarter. They went down the field and scored with 11:14 to play in that quarter, 35 yards in 37 seconds. And they scored, and that put the game, that put the Tigers down two scores, or that put the Warren Central on the board. They went for two and made it. They were up 8-0, and the game was pretty much over. Warsaw was just unable to get going offensively after that. That's the drive of the game brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oliver Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldforbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL. And hold on. Can I back up? The drive of the game is brought to you by Stonehenge, a championship course steeped with tradition on Pierston Road in Warsaw. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity up to 60. Reserve your holiday, wedding, and important meeting now. 34-0 Warren Central. Back with the final stats next on News Now Warsaw. 34-0 Warren Central beats Warsaw here tonight. It's time for the final stats brought to you by Oldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, online at oldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Warsaw had 7 first downs in the game, 34 carries for 64 yards, 1 of 7 passing for 10 yards. So 41 plays for Warsaw for 74 yards. They had 4 turnovers, 1 lost fumble, and 3 interceptions. and one penalty for 10 yards, and they punted once. Warren Central, 20 first downs, 35 rushing attempts for 230 yards, 12 of 23 passing combined as a team for 154 yards. It adds up to 58 plays and 384 total yards. They had two interceptions and two total turnovers, 13 penalties for 110 yards, and they punted once during the game tonight. Those are the final stats brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. We'll be back with the play of the game. Andy's got that ready next on News Now Warsaw. 34-0, Warren Central wins it. Starting to smell like rain. We better hurry. Tonight's play of the game is brought to you by Avrilla & Nolan, LLC, Attorneys at Law. Call Felicity & Carey with elder law questions and for assistance securing Medicaid. Avrilla & Nolan, 121 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at hnllc-law.com. What's your play of the game, Andy?
I think it's got to be Keith Jackson's interception for Warren Central. That was a play that Drew Sullivan identified a wide-open receiver. I believe it was Grady Nelson. Keith Jackson just came up out of nowhere, made an athletic interception, and it led to the first touchdown, and that was about it.
And that's the play of the game brought to you by Havrilla & Nolan, LLC, Attorneys at Law at 121 West Market Street, Warsaw, online at hnllc-law.com. We'll come back and wrap up next on News Now Warsaw. Well, you knew, Andy Maness, you're going to have your hands full, and the Tigers did. Warren Central's really good.
They're phenomenal, especially on defense. I said earlier on the broadcast, you know, their offense, you know, it's okay for a big 6A school, but I think Warren Central really hangs their hat on that defense, and rightly so. We just ran into a buzzsaw tonight, and it's nothing to hang our heads about. They've got some, you know, what they call dudes, and not saying we don't have dudes, but when you're talking LSU and you're talking Louisville and you're talking Iowa, that's some playmakers right there.
Well, you're talking about big boy football players,
right?
And we've got big boy football players, and I don't want anybody to hear me say any differently. However, they've got those kind of guys. It's different. Right? It's different here, and that's why Warsaw being in 5A is such a big deal. It really is a big deal. And so hopefully we saw some guys get dinged up. They all got up and walked off the field. And so hopefully nothing's too bad, and we can come back from it next week, learn the lessons, get better. And I'm guessing that Goshen's defense won't be this good.
I'm going to guess you're right. Yeah.
Thank you for putting up with tonight. We're sorry. It's just been terrible. It just has been really rough to operate tonight, and we feel really bad, but there's not much that anybody can do about it. It looks like it's getting ready to rain any second, so we're going to pack stuff up and go home. We think we're going to Dave Ramsey. We might be going to the end of the Cubs postgame show. Cubs won over Washington 7-6. So stay tuned. We'll see what Steve's got for us back at the station. For Andy, for Austin, I'm Roger. Thanks so much for listening. Again, the final, Warren Central 34, Warsaw nothing. Good night.